It's indeed my pleasure to welcome you today to the Governor's Substance Abuse Summit.
More than 150 people came out for Governor Tomlin's Substance Abuse Summit at the Berkeley County Sheriff's Department. The event provided a comprehensive review of the state's efforts to combat substance abuse problems. Nearly 20 presenters shared information and stories about how they're working to help addicts get and stay clean. Tomlin says the presentations alone prove the state is improving when it comes to access to treatment.
We've come a long way in the last 5 years, as you can see from the services listed on the charts today. You got the call line now, what we never had before, where people that's wanting help and needing help have a place to call where they can get professional help they need to get into programs.
That call line is the state's new 24-hour hotline for substance abuse help. Launched in September, Tomlin says so far more than 350 West Virginians have used it to find substance abuse treatment services, and there are other initiatives to aid in the fight against substance abuse too, from expanding outpatient treatment options to random drug testing in the workplace to possible legislation. Many accomplishments and new ideas were brought to the conversation. But in the Eastern Panhandle, where the forum was held, there's a lack of access to treatment facilities and other drug abuse services. It's something Tomlin says is a challenge, not just for West Virginia, but the entire country.
I am frustrated. We've got a great state, we've got great people, and, you know, to have this plague is something that we don't need. And, of course, it's not only West Virginia, it's across the country. I talk with other governors, we're all facing the same thing. And, you know, we've all got to work together. We've got to get the services people need to get off drugs. We got to have programs to keep them from getting on drugs to start with.
But in the eyes of law enforcement officials, drug trafficking is still the main issue in the Eastern Panhandle. Because of the nearness to major cities on the East Coast, like Baltimore, heroin trafficking has become a major problem for cities like Martinsburg. Berkeley County Sheriff Kenny LeMaster says he wants to make sure state officials don't lose sight of the trafficking problem and ways to fix it. Still, he says he was pleased with the outcome of the governor's drug summit.
I think there's a lot of things still being worked on and a lot of things that will still continue to evolve from this. As drugs do, they evolve in different ways to create problems for our community and our state. And I think that we're going to have to be able to keep an open mind and continue to work through the spinoffs from what's going on.
LeMaster says he thinks educating young people about the dangers of drugs early on is one of the best ways in combating substance abuse. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.